Welcome in the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for finding us on your favorite podcast app. We are everywhere, whether it's iTunes or Spotify or Podbean or any of the others. If you catch us on iTunes, make sure you rate and review. We appreciate that. We're getting close to 500 ratings at 5.0. So if you feel like rating us 1.0, don't. But if you want to rate us anything higher than us, higher than that, you absolutely can. Also, check out Dash Radio. You can download the Dash Radio app for free. Search for Nothing But Net, and then you will find us every day there from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific. Also, I have a new show on OnsideRadio.com. That's OnsideRadio.com. That's, again, every day from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. On that show, we talk more than just Heat. So we'll get into the Dolphins, the Canes, and all the other local teams here in South Florida. Also, FiveReasonsSports.com. That's where you can find our guy Brady Hawk and everybody else who writes for us. And all of that is free. We do not have a paywall, unlike the local newspapers. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friend Mark over at U-Break Wheel Fix. We got a great new promotion with U-Break Wheel Fix. A lot of people have checked this out already, but make sure you do as well. Mention Five Reasons and you get 15% off anything that they do. So repair, refinishing, anything, 15% off in honor of their 15 years of experience. They fix bent or cracked wheels that are damaged on the streets of South Florida. We know how that works, especially when you're coming out of these storms. They do fast turnaround times on most repairs, and they even offer loaner wheels while they fix or refinish your wheels, so you can keep your car on the road without interruption. If your wheels are faded or peeling, they offer complete refinishing back to factory standards. Or if you're just bored, they've got over 5,000 different finishes to customize the look of your wheels. Don't spend money on new wheels when you can renew them at ubrakewheelfix.com. They also offer a full line of custom wheels and tires for every vehicle application, and in-house repair and complete vehicle customization. So call U-Brake Wheel Fix at 305-748-0112. That's 305-748-0112. Or go online at U-Brake Wheel, W-H-E-E-L, fix.com. Or check them out on Google, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Yelp. And now, today's episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the floor. Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily show on the Miami Heat and the NBA featuring Ethan Skolnick with Alphonse Sidney, Alex Toledo, and Greg Sylvander. Part of the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here is today's floor plan. This is the latest in our series on the NBA draft, which is coming up next week. We are already there, and yet it's taken us forever to get there because usually this thing is in June. This year it's in November, but it comes so close to the end of the NBA season and so close to training camps potentially opening again. For this episode, I've got Greg Sylvander. I've got draft expert, draft guru, Alf Sidney is joining us as well. Alf, you're bringing the knowledge. You've studied all the tape.
Why am I here?
I don't know, actually. That's a really good question. You're here because I feel like I need to involve you every week. But
yeah, you just don't want to. You won't leave me alone. Like, there's reason for me to be on a draft episode.
No, that's accurate. I mean, I could have had Alex or Brady today, but we're going to have them for the next one. And yeah, they both would have been willing to do it. And so I don't really know why you're here.
No, I don't. And I've been drinking because I did light skin opinions earlier. Honestly, all I'm going to do is laugh at the names that Greg mentioned.
All right, so Greg is, and that's part of why you're here, because Greg has done a deep dive on all these players. He's sending these long emails. He's doing breakdowns of their hips, okay, of how high they leap, of all this sort of stuff. And meanwhile, Alf is just going to show up and say, never heard of him, never heard
of
him.
You know what we should do? Greg should name three prospects, two fake and one real, and I have to guess the real one, and then we can talk about him.
We said this. We said we were going to do this, right, Greg?
Yeah, no, we could definitely mix that up. Let's do it.
All right, so let's do it. So, Greg, let's do it. We got two real, one fake. We're going to do the bigs today. So we're going to get to the wings and the small guards without Alf. So Alf is only going to weigh in on the bigs. All right, so give me a couple of real prospects. And the way we're going to do this, look, we don't expect the Heat to move up from 20 in any significant way. So we're going to talk about the prospects that could be there around that time, right? Players drop. A lot more are going to drop this year that you don't anticipate, in part because a lot of people don't know these names because there was no fun. A lot of people catch up on the college prospects like I do these days because I'm always watching NBA in the tournament. Like that's where you kind of, okay, the conference tournaments maybe, and then the NCAA tournament. There were neither of those things this year. And so I feel like fewer fans are educated about these players. And I even feel the teams are less educated because they didn't get to see these players in those kind of pressure situations. So let's go to you, Greg. Let's talk about players who could. Bigs, and we agree the Heat need a big, right? In their system?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at Kelly Olynyk being a guy that's a year out from, being a free agent, and Myers Leonard probably looking for greener pastures and more playing time, there's definitely a need for a big in the pipeline. Chris Silva hasn't necessarily shown enough where I would instill confidence in putting him as the primary guy behind Bam. So a big is definitely necessary. Whether a big is the best player available at 20 is another conversation. Okay, so Alf, we're going to give you three names and you tell me which one is the real big here. So we're looking at Tyrell Anthony, Trey Green, and Jalen Smith. Who is the real big of those three?
Jalen Smith is Will Smith's son, isn't he?
That would be Jaden Smith. But you know what? You actually didn't do bad because Jalen Smith is the guy we're going to talk about first.
That's a real person?
Yeah, he's a real person. He's a sophomore from Maryland. So, yes, you are there. 6'10", big man, 7'1", wingspan, shot 37% from three on three attempts. He's a rim protector, kind of an outside shooting stretch big, kind of developing that part of his game. He's been compared to Serge Ibaka and Miles Turner. So I think like of all the guys that are going to be around the 20 spot, he's probably the player that's jumped off the page the most to me as a big. And the Heat have also interviewed him. So that means that there's definitely interest there as well.
You got that, Alf? You're clear that he's a real player. Who are the other two that you mentioned?
I like him. That's my guy. Go ahead. Give me the other two.
The other two were completely made up names. So let's just shift gears to the next.
You did one real and two fake. Okay.
I did. Was I supposed to do it in the other way?
No. The funniest thing is I picked the one real one. That's you hilarious. Did.
No, it is. But no.
Wait, did you say like Tyree Alexander? That is definitely a college basketball player.
I just mixed up the names from some of the wings and the bigs that are on the list as well, just to shift it up. But
this I'm going to look that up. I think I sounded racist when I said that, but I'm going to look that up.
So another real prospect is a guy out of Arizona. His name is Zeke Nnaji. He's a freshman. This is another guy that is a really versatile defender. He's learning how to shoot. He's another guy that Miami has shown interest in. So I think that it is worth exploring him as a player as well. And the funny thing is that you can't necessarily weigh in on any of this because you haven't probably watched 1 second of Arizona basketball, but neither have I. So I'm going off YouTube highlights as well.
All right. So let's get to another player that has a name that Alf would definitely think was not real. Am I pronouncing this correctly? Again, I've only watched a little bit more college basketball than Alf. Not a whole lot. I mean, like I said, I usually catch up sort of like Eric Spoelstra does. He always says he sort of catches up in the tournament. I catch up in the tournaments. There were no tournaments. Precious, this is from Memphis. This is a freshman. This is a real person, Alf. Precious Achiuwa, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely Achiuwa. Not. No, I'm not saying he's real. I don't draft a guy named Precious. Not going to happen.
So he's 6'9". 7'2 wingspan, shot 32% from three. He's kind of like a 4 or 5, like think Jeremy Grant when you think of Precious Achiuwa. Dunker, athletic, rebounding, rim protection, all those kinds of things, and just kind of rounding out his game as a big for Memphis. I also saw one website compared him to James Johnson. So take that if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Hold on. There's a guy that's being compared to James Johnson, who obviously one of the toughest guys in the NBA, and his name is Precious.
Greg,
precisely.
Greg, I'm calling you Greg because
precisely. Yeah, there you go.
I'm calling you Greg only because you're talking about a guy named Precious. And usually I would call you Leif when you were being serious. We cannot draft the Heat cannot draft a guy named Precious.
Hey, the funny thing is he'll actually probably be gone before 20, so you won't have
no
to worry
way.
About
Shut
that.
Up.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, do you remember the Kings of Comedy sketch when the guy's name was Daryl and he said, "Call me Delicious"?
Oh yeah.
And he was and Cedric Entertainer was like, "I ain't about to call no other dude Delicious."
Delicious, yep.
Like, hey yo, Delicious. Hey yo, D. I'm not. I'm not going to be on this podcast. I'm going to call him P or Pre. I am not call if he if the Heat get Precious, I'm not calling him Precious.
What do you think Jimmy would call him?
Oh my God, that's probably not safe for this.
After he dunks on him. All right, so of those three names, before we get to another name that Al's gonna love, Jalen Smith, Precious Achiuwa, and Zeke. Again, pronunciation here.
Najee.
Who is the best fit for what the Heat needs?
I kind of lean in the direction of Zeke Najee, just because he's a player that is expanding his range, but also as a switchable defender, he's really versatile that way. And that's like something that I don't think Miami wants to steer away from. He's a real hustle player, has a high motor. So, I mean, Jalen Smith is awesome too. I think he would definitely be a great pick, and a lot of people have linked him. So either of those two, Precious would be third on the list so that we can make sure that we appease Alf in this scenario.
All right, we're gonna get to the fourth through sixth on your list after a word from Manscaped. We'll get back to our episode here in a second. Before we do, I want to tell you about another of the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. You know, Knicks are no good in the NBA. You're familiar with that? The Knicks are no good. Well, Knicks are no good when you're shaving certain parts of your body either. So that's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. I never thought I would actually say that on a podcast. And just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology pioneered by Manscaped. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The waterproof technology allows you to groom in the shower. One of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you're listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Make sure you trim yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code 5RSN at manscaped.com. And now this is where I end my career. Your balls will thank you. And now back to the episode. All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Again, thanks to our sponsors, You Break, Wheel Fix, and Manscaped thus far. Let's get to number four on your list. Another name that I don't think Alf would think is real, even though this guy has played at Gonzaga up until his senior season. So Alf should know him if he's watched any college basketball, but he has not. Continue, Greg.
Killian Tilly. The silence is beautiful. So he's okay. He's a senior out of Gonzaga. Come on. Killian Tilly. So
You guys are messing with me.
No, I'm telling you, he's a real player. And actually, I reached out to a scout friend of mine that said that had he not had the series of injuries he's had throughout his 4 years at Gonzaga, he may be the best big man in this draft. But he's had knee surgery. He's had a torn plantar fascia, a stress fracture in his ankle, and a hip pointer. So I don't know that he's got a lot of injury red flags, but in terms of being a stretch four.
What is he, 60?
Right?
How old is this guy? Has he been at Gonzaga for 4 or 40 years?
Yeah, he's kind of like an injured Kelly Olynyk, David Bertans kind of player.
He's an assistant coach. Like you can't draft like how that many injuries. You can't draft him.
No, and I have not seen the Heat linked to him either. So it's probably one of those injury red flags where I wouldn't expect him to get picked. But he does have the kind of skill set that they look for with bigs, particularly paired next to Bam. But the injury stuff is definitely discouraging.
All right, so let's get to number five on your list here of the bigs that could be in the Heat zone, although maybe not in the Heat's crosshairs. This guy I have seen play because I've watched Michigan State a bit, and I know that the Heat have a lot of regard for Tom Izzo, who, by the way, get well soon, just got diagnosed with COVID. But they do have a lot of high regard for Izzo. And Xavier Tillman's a guy that we've seen play. Well, at least you and I, Greg, have probably seen play a little bit. Tell people about Tillman.
6'8", 4'7", 1 wingspan. Some of the comparisons I saw throughout the web. I don't know that I 100% agree with all of them. Udonis Haslem, Kylo Quinn, that's kind of like the player that he's been molded after. Defense, rebounding, pick and roll play, high IQ, you know, good screener. So I think that would definitely fit in. Average 2 blocks a game, good team defender, but he's not a shooter. So like in terms of having the ability to stretch the floor, that is not what you're getting in Xavier Tillman. So I don't know how much he necessarily would be able to play next to Bam at this current, you know, moment until that part of his game were developed, or maybe when Bam's develops.
Alf, actually, I want to go to you on this because, again, we're having fun with the specific players, but let's talk about what the Heat's needs are at the big spots, right? Like, if you were to say the Heat are going to take a big in this draft, this is the kind of big they need to take to play with one of their franchise cornerstones in Bam Adebayo, what kind of player would you take?
Honestly, right now, so here's what I look at. At pick 20, you're not picking Bam's sidekick. You're picking Bam's his backup. So it's the kind of guy that can do a lot of the things that Bam does. So I'm looking for a rim runner. I'm looking for even more of a rim protector than what Bam is. But I also want a guy that can move his feet a little bit. I don't think you're not going to find a guy who can switch 1 through 5, but a guy that can switch 3 through 5, right? Someone who can mimic some of the things that Bam does, but you're not going to find another Bam, and you're probably not going to find a big that starts next to Bam at number 20. So it's a guy that kind of replicates some. It's like Chris Silva has a lot, some of the things that I'm talking about, but he's just so raw. You know what I mean? Like a more polished Chris Silva type. If you're going to go big at number 20 is what I would look for.
Greg, I want to ask you about another guy who's on the roster. Brady Hawk just wrote about him. What kind of value does Kyle Alexander have to this team? Is he someone, because there have been bigs that the Heat have had that they kind of projected being something for them. And then they've had others like Mikal Gladness who were just, okay, we just need a young big for a little bit. And you know, he's not going to be here very long. Do they view Kyle Alexander as a project they can actually develop?
Yeah, I definitely think he is part of the young core, maybe like a tertiary member of the young core, but he's definitely a player. I think Gabe Vincent is also in the same kind of category, maybe a little further along in development. It's a little alarming that Kyle Alexander got such little playing time at all throughout the entire run. But maybe that's what we're going to see, you know, this next year. But it's tough to gauge with Kyle Alexander so far, because you just haven't seen enough of him. But all indications are that they like him as a player that they can continue to develop. But now with the G League in question and stuff like that and the tight turnaround, it's difficult to rely on any of these projects to necessarily be bench strength.
Well, I think it's the only advantage that the Heat had is they had an extra 2 months of practice compared to most other teams. And so some of these young players like Gabe Vincent, et cetera, they got a longer look at them than some of these teams that couldn't gather. Right. I mean, I do think there's advantages that they're going to talk about. Obviously the tired legs and minds coming out of, you know, being in a bubble for 3 months and having to be back in training camp 6 weeks later, we're certainly going to hear about that, and the Heat won't complain about it, but it's certainly going to be a factor. But also they got to see a lot of these guys and they got to evaluate these guys. And I do think that'll be beneficial. All right, we're going to get to the one player that I do think people in Miami have heard of. And that's number 6 on your list. But before we do, I want to tell you about another great new sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We appreciate everybody who's been coming on board of late. And this is a company is a website called Better Pay, but you can actually find them at btrpay.com. That's btrpay.com. So it's abbreviated. The phone number is 954-953-8895. And this is if you have a business that you want to get some funding, you don't know where to go. This is a website that you could check that out. Your business is typically eligible for funding between 6 and 12 months. You just need a few documents, not a lot, driver's license, a few months of statements, an avoided business check, and you can get funded in as little as 24 to 48 hours from approval. And here's the benefits to it. There's no application fee. They do a soft credit pull, so it doesn't impact your credit score. There's no collateral required, and you can request anywhere from $5,000 to $500,000. That's right, $5,000 to $500,000. You can use those funds for practically anything in your business, whether it's new hire and payroll, moving and remodeling, equipment and inventory, or bills and utility, or marketing, which we have a young business. I know how important that is. And here's the other benefit. If you mention 5 Reasons, $100 of your loan, you don't have to pay it back. It's yours. Okay. So just mention Five Reasons. You don't have to pay it back. So again, the phone number is 954-953-8895. 954-953-8895. Call the number and check out the site, btrforbetterpay.com. All right, back on Five on the Floor with Greg Sylvander and draft guru Alphonse Sidney. Let's get to one name. Alf, you know this name because even if you didn't watch him play a lot and he played at a school where
I know this one. Can I?
Yes, go ahead.
I know this one. Can I say it?
Yes.
I hope it's Bryant McKinney Jr.
No.
No.
Although, just like McKinney, this guy played for the Canes and played for the Dolphins. People forget that McKinney played for the Dolphins. Vernon Carey Jr. played at Duke.
That's what I meant.
Yes. No, that's not what you meant. Typically, guys.
Does Bryant McKinney's son even play basketball?
Does he have a son? I doubt it. I don't even know if he has a son.
Neither do I. No, I have no clue.
No, I honestly, that was it.
The only thing I know about Bryant McKinney is he lived at King of Diamonds. That's all I know about Bryant McKinney. Okay. Vernon Carey, I actually covered. Vernon with the Dolphins, and Vernon was a very good player for the Dolphins, was a first-round pick, played a long time. His son has been an elite prospect for a while coming out of South Florida. And
Bryant McKinney also burped Fruit Loops onto his chest, according to a Dan Le Batard story. I don't know what that has to do with the draft. I'm sorry.
Greg, I'm going to go to you.
This is fantastic. So Vernon Carey Jr., out of Duke. Riley did say no more Duke prospects, but I think that he may go back on his word eventually at some point, and this may be the guy. He's 6'10", 7-foot wingspan, averaged 18-9 at a program like Duke. This is the thing for him. He's a bully in the low post. He's a left-handed player, good screener, gotten a lot of comparisons to Zach Randolph. He's not a passer at all, has no right hand. But this is the thing that intrigues me about him is that in the last 4 to 5 months, he all of a sudden lost 30 pounds. And the conditioning part of his game was something that was talked about as something that hurt him from a rebounding and defense perspective at Duke. And I think that there's something to be said for him all of a sudden getting a signal that he needs to get in shape and what that means to getting into a specific program that we know requires that. He has South Florida ties. So I think it's just an interesting thing to monitor that you're seeing a guy kind of sculpt his body directly before the draft. And he's a player that's been linked to the Heat and interviewed and worked out for them recently.
The thing about the local ties thing is that the Heat have brought in players with local ties. Now, most of them have been later in their careers. They got Keon Dooling after he was drafted by the Clippers. Keon was a Broward guy. Of course, Udonis, they scooped up out of Florida after he was on San Antonio's summer league team. And the Heat were a little nervous that they weren't going to be able to get him. They ended up keeping him, and he's been there for 20 years. And then, of course, Eddie Jones is another guy, a local guy, who was one of the best players in Broward history, who they ended up signing to a huge contract. Again, all of this under Pat. Tim James, they drafted out of Miami. James Jones, they brought back, another guy out of Miami. And then there's the Duke tie. And then there's the fact that I know Barry's done a lot of reporting about Vernon Carey. Our guy Brady Hawk is reported. There was something out today again about Vernon Carey. As we record this, we're actually recording this on a Monday. There's a lot of smoke here, and I don't really believe Pat about not drafting any Duke guys. I think that was kind of a little nudge to Mickey and Nick, but he's going to draft a Duke guy over a guy from a school he's never heard of, or not heard of, but not watched carefully. I mean, right, Greg? I mean, I don't think that's an edict forever.
No, not at all. I mean,
you also forgot Carlos Arroyo.
Yes, the great Carlos Arroyo. Well, yeah, but Carlos got screwed.
That was tough.
Yeah, he got screwed. I mean, he was the corpse of Mike Bibby. Mike Bibby's literally come back from the dead 200 pounds heavier of muscle than he was when he was actually dead playing for the Heat.
The opposite of Vernon Carey.
Exactly. That's exactly. And
did Bryant McKinney's son not get in shape, or is that it?
Well,
what
too
happened?
Many Fruit Loops.
You're not going to let that go, huh?
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Okay, Greg, go ahead.
Why did you have me on?
I don't even know where we are right now.
We're bringing
Brady and Alex is where we are right now. I'm sending text. <You're missing.
laughs> Save the pod. No, look, you know
this
what?
This is entertaining, I think.
You're right. I mean, you know what?
I'm not sure.
you're helping make draft analysis entertaining, because let's just take, I'm going to take 30 seconds to say this. Alf always says nobody knows anything. And it's so damn true, because last year at this time, well, maybe not last year at this time, but before the draft of last year, we may not have even really done an extensive breakdown on Tyler Herro, because he just wasn't on the radar. And look what he's turned into. So I think that there's something to be said for
short Alf's arms.
That like nobody really knows anything. But the next guy that I think we should just dive into, Isaiah Stewart. He's a freshman out of Washington, 6'9 with a 7'4 wingspan, 250 pounds. He's not necessarily a shooter, but he's got strength and size, rebounding, screens well, good defensive player, really physical, high energy. He's been the player comps I found online: Montrezl Harrell at best, Tristan Thompson, Derek Favors, Antonio Davis. So he's built in that mold. So he could potentially be a guy that not plays next to Bam, but could be a bench player behind Bam.
All right. I got one more question for both of you, or maybe for one of you, after we tell you about one more sponsor here. The people at Seltzer Mayberg, the law firm based right there in North Miami. If you've had a car accident or a slip and fall, if you're hurt as a result of someone else's negligence, make sure you give the attorneys at Seltzer Mayberg a call. They're available 24/7. I'm reading Alf's text at onecalllegal.com. That's onecalllegal.com. Phone number is 1-855-5000-LAW. That's 1-855-5000-LAW. Again, they got a centralized office located right off 95 in Miami, but they take cases from all over the state. So they're ready to take on yours. Reach out to them. They got a couple of my traffic tickets thrown out, which is why I'm back terrorizing the roads, but make sure you check out onecalllegal.com. All right. One question for both of you guys, and it's not about Bryant McKinney. What is the, if they keep a pick at 20, Greg, if they keep a pick at 20, and we talked about this some on the last pod of whether it's worth keeping or not keeping and Pat's history, et cetera, like, do you think there is a chance they will actually take one of these players, that they would prioritize a big in the draft, knowing that that big may not contribute this season?
I think so. I think that it's a situation where they were so deep last year and they had guys that got buried that were seasoned veterans that I don't know that you can expect pick 20 to be a contributor anyway. So you kind of need to just think about best player available is, I think, ultimately the way that they go. But I don't think that they're going to think about, can we plug and play this guy, immediately, because he's going to already be behind 2 to 3 players on the depth chart. I mean, we don't know what the roster is going to look like. That's the other thing. If they know that they're about to ship about Kelly Olynyk and Myers Leonard's not going to return, that changes the conversation. And then obviously they absolutely need a big, but we also don't know who they're going to give their mid-level exception to. And that could be a big player, Serge Ibaka, Paul Millsap. So I don't think it's a situation where they're going to take a guy and expect him to contribute immediately.
All right, Alf, I have one question for you. If you have your choice of Richmond Webb Sud or Keith Sibbs Sud, which one do you
take? Oh my goodness. I definitely go with Richmond Webb Sud, just because I don't know who the other guy is. Keith Sims. Wasn't he a tight end?
No, Keith Sims was also, he played right next to Richmond Webb on the
left
side. Bro,
I'm not a Dolphins fan.
Okay, I should have asked you two Giants. He played left guard.
You say Michael Strahan or
Danny. I know what
Justin Tuck or something. I'll give you that answer, but I don't know. I don't know Dolphins. I've heard of Richmond Webb, so I'd choose his son.
All right.
So want everyone to know that the Bryant McKinney, Vernon Carey thing, I was not joking. I honestly got that mixed up. Bryant McKinney played for the Dolphins too, didn't he?
Right. He did briefly at the end of his career when he was really.
That was great. A solid ass guess, though.
Yeah. They wouldn't have taken. First thing, I don't think Bryant McKinney has a son that age. I think he has a very young child from what I remember. He used to go to some events. And second thing,
he's probably 6'2 at least.
Yeah. Well, he could be, or 6'2 wide. I'm not really sure, but one or the other. All right. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Greg for joining me. Thanks to Alf and Brady. No thanks for taking this one off. They'll be back with me. Check out our sponsors, ubreakwheelfix.com, btrpay.com, manscaped.com. Use the code 5RSN, 5RSN, or onecalllegal.com. If you got any kind of a traffic issue, reach out to the Seltzer Mayberg Law Firm. We'll be back with another episode with actual draft analysis. I promise.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. On the floor.